It's action.
Rolling. There's nothing actually rolling.
There's nothing rolling, yeah. Except your fucking eyes.
Yeah, right. Click, click, click.
What's good, you creeps?
As you can tell, unscripted.
Unscripted
podcast. Your fucking 85% of your stuff is about murder.
About murder. That's fair. Because our listeners love fucking murder. Hit them up with the Gmail.
You can send us an email with your suggestions, comments, or concerns at basedontrueeventspodcast@gmail.com.
Boom.
Well, what's up, dude? It's kind of weird.
What is up?
It's kind of weird doing it like this, but it's so much better than Zoom, I got to say. Props to our sponsor, Google Duo.
Yeah, no shit. If a couple kinks to work out, but I mean, if it means that we can throw something together, that's good. I'm good with it.
Yeah, no doubt. Me too. It's been a long time, man. I swear, like, I miss coming down here, but it's been really nice just to be able to kind of regroup. You know what I mean? Get my shit straight. Plus, we had we just had a lot going on for the family with birthdays, and it was our 6-year anniversary yesterday. And I was like, man, good timing to just take a little chill. You know what I mean? So, but I miss it.
Yeah, I mean, I had, you know, we had a possible exposure, which wasn't. Thank God.
Oh, that's good.
But. And then I've been I've been communicating, I've had plumbing issues. I've had all sorts of shit going on. Not to mention, this is literally the final stretch of me being at the busiest part of my job.
Right.
So it was good. I felt like with the holiday and stuff, it was probably a good idea for us to.
Well, that's right. It started with Thanksgiving too. So again, I've missed being down here, but I think it's perfect timing. So, but I'm glad we're doing this little kind of check-in tonight. You know what I mean? Let people know that we're not quitting this shit. We're just we had to take a little bit of break to regroup.
Yeah. It's funny. I think that. The week after we took an episode off, we got that some super motivational comments in, and I don't really give a shit. I plan on continuing to do this.
Yeah, for sure.
The wheels come off. So, but I mean, everybody needs a break, I think, to some degree.
That's true. Yeah, no, I agree. That's so true, though. Literally, we kind of, put the word out, okay, we're taking a little hiatus, a little break. And then we got, two or three really good, complimentary, emails and, a direct message where it's we just love your show. And we're like, yeah, well, shit. Thank you. For real, thank you.
We didn't retire. We just took a break. So
literally just a break. And hopefully if all goes well, we'll be back in a week.
Yeah. Back in the basement.
Maybe we'll do a fun Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Last year's Christmas episode got pretty gnarly. If I remember correctly, there were some pretty, pretty gory stories, I think is what we did.
Yeah. We did some rough shit.
Christmas murders.
As per usual.
As per usual. Yeah, well, so, and I know this isn't, just so you guys know, this isn't a full episode or anything. It's just kind of a check-in. We don't really have a time frame in mind, but so that I don't forget, we got to talk about this monolith, dude. I want to hear your take on it. All that's all over my stupid-ass social medias is this thing, because it's half of it's clickbait, but I keep clicking on it, and I'm like, why is Shep not sending me more information about this? Is it total, does he think it's just total bullshit, or is it something cool? I have my theory, but
I don't know what to think about it at this point. A buddy of mine sent me, some information, because I mean, obviously you're not the only person I talk to.
Who are they? What's his name?
Yeah, exactly. So, No, I got a buddy, you know, a few friends that I've kind of bounced some of the articles back and forth with, and for them the consensus is pretty much like it's an elaborate hoax, and you know, it's, you know, kind of like crop circles, that type of thing.
Right.
I had one buddy that actually said it was, he thought it was like some sort of weird, like marketing thing for like the new iPhone or something. Like thought that it was like some sort of shit like that.
It worked. And I bought one. Damn it. Fuck
yeah.
It.
Yeah. So brilliant. I don't know, man. Like, so like the one in California, like apparently like got destroyed by
like religious
racists.
Oh, that's
racist. Oh, rat boys from California.
That's what it was. The article you sent, or whatever, maybe you just did a screenshot. It said racist destroy the monolith. I'm like, what?
And apparently when they destroyed it, they did it all on like Facebook Live. Oh. And they were heard like saying, we don't want no aliens from Mexico, and we don't want no aliens from outer space.
Oh.
Jesus is king.
Oh,
and then tore the fucking thing down.
Dude, I gotta find that video. That's so ridiculous.
So I got a couple of opinions on it. Like, I do kind of like the idea that it's, you know, something kind of like the Toynbee tiles.
That's what I said to you. That's immediately, that's exactly what I think. I think it's somebody who's obsessed with something and they're going way out, you know.
Well, but here's the thing, man. So I wouldn't say that like UFO sightings have been more prevalent than they have in times past, but we're hearing a lot more about it from like government installations.
You sent me like, well, a ton of stuff, and I've read it all, and I'm like, dude, I don't think people know about this, A, but two, why is it just now coming up? And I don't know if it's because we're at home more, so we have more time to dick around, you know, on the internet, or I don't know what it is, but I personally think it is more prevalent, but you may be right. It just may be more on our radar.
A lot of the stuff that I sent you was like Freedom of Information Act stuff.
Yeah. From like 2013, I think, if I remember. Like, I feel like it was.
You had to like dig through some shit to get to any real meat and potatoes of some of those stories. And there's some pretty cool stories in there.
Yeah, dude.
The Russian story that kind of had gotten leaked from the KGB was pretty cool.
Yeah, you screenshotted that one to me. That was awesome. We never talked about that because I gave you some shit. I'm like, what, do you want me to read this novel? It was like a fucking screenshot.
I was like, it's a page.
It wasn't, like, it wasn't even a page.
Yeah, so here's my thing with like the monolith thing is I feel like if it was alien that you wouldn't just be able to like pull up your F-150 and yank it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you touch it and you just get vaporized.
Right. Is that what they did, by the way? The racists? I'm using quotations.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't want to like give them any views or anything.
Well, right. So that's fair.
Looking for the video.
Yeah.
But I assume it's some stupid shit like that.
It's a Ford something. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor, apparently.
Apparently not. But the other thing is, like, I will say that it is very unique kind of thing. Like, I don't feel like that's something where, because one of them was in Romania. One of them was in, like, the middle of the desert in Utah.
Utah and California, I think, right?
Three. Yeah. So, like, you either have, if you're going to perpetrate this as, like, a person, like, you have to like travel borders when travel is not very
easy.
Easy.
That was my biggest question mark is how would they get, unless it was groups of people then, and it's coordinated, you know, which is totally possible, but yeah.
Right. So I don't know, man, I'm kind of, the one in Utah is the one that's the most compelling to me. I do kind of feel like, I mean, I feel like the California one was completely a ripoff.
Right.
Like, you know, I feel like if there was a legit one that was probably like from outer space, it was probably the Utah one.
Right. Well, that's the ones where the Air Force pilots found it, right? Or something?
Oh, it was like a state trooper or something on a helicopter saw it.
Oh, and shit. I was way off. Okay.
They like went down and saw it. But there's pictures of those dudes like climbing on it and like.
Yeah.
He's this crazy shit.
Well, I watched an interview with the guy and he was, I guess he was the pilot. And he said, man, what was weird about it to him was the way that the guys acted around it. He goes, they started acting like children. Like they were just in awe of it, like climbing on it and bouncing around. You know what I mean? I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird. You know, these men, you know, who are not probably known to be acting like this, to start acting like that. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird.
You know, to me, like, okay, so let's consider it like, if you consider it like performance art, or if you can consider it like whatever.
Right.
You know, I feel like I feel like it's a kind of a mirror of like what's inside of you. You know what I'm saying? So like with the racist, like what are they like? They got concerned about, you know, stupid shit and went and tore it down, you know?
Maybe they hate who they really are deep down inside.
Yeah. And then like these big fucking cops who like
right.
patrol the expanses of the Utah desert.
That's good.
Are like kids like around it. They're just like have, you know, so I feel like how you act about the monoliths really is more about who you are as a person than it is a statement on society.
That's really cool. That's a cool theory. Now, that's exactly what happened in the Neverending Story, by the way. When he looked in the fucking mirror. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I
remember the Neverending Story from being a kid. So
yeah,
I feel like that's where a lot of my problems began in life. Is the mud, the swamp of darkness where
Artax drowns. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of set my life in a weird pace anyway.
Right. No, I definitely think it was, I don't think it's alien. I think it was created by somebody who's obsessed. I heard something about the Space Odyssey, and I was like, I don't remember there being that monolith there, but is there something that looks similar to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, like there's a monolith almost exactly like that. In like one of the first scenes of the movie where like these apes are like,
oh, dancing dude, they're dancing around at the beginning. That's right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, speaking of apes and progression and evolution, somebody sent me an article about how there's these apes. I don't remember where it was. I think it may be like India or something like that, but they're using like clubs and like spears, essentially.
What?
And so essentially these apes have entered the Stone Age. Like they're using
weapons,
basic tools and weaponry.
Are they wild?
In the wild.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I found that very interesting as well.
That's...
The monoliths show up right after the monkeys make it to Stone Age.
Oh my God. 2020 has literally set us back started over the cycle or some shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. We hit the reset button.
Yeah. Right. Wow, dude. I gotta read. If you find anything about that, send it to me.
I'll probably Google it. Something, but I'll send it back to you.
That's amazing. Holy shit. Yeah. So that's the monolith with the Space Odyssey. That's why I was like Toynbee tiles. I mean, something like that. But yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck it. Who knows? There's only been three, right? So I guess we wait and see what happens next.
Three that we know of. Who knows, man? They could have parked one up Trump's ass and we'd be like, what?
Yeah, what? We never would have known.
What? So I will say, like, so originally, like, you know, we kind of talked about maybe how we would go about, like, this check-in episode. And I had an interesting thought. Like, there's tons of people who are like in, you know, quarantine or lockdown or whatever you want to call it. Like, there's tons of people out there that, like, lost their jobs. Like,
yeah.
They're hurting. Like, shit's kind of hit the fan.
Yeah, it's rough.
And, you know, there's all these different groups of people. Like, you know, people with mental illness, like depression and stuff like that, are really kind of feeling the fucking kick. You know, a lot of people with addiction issues who are, you know, trying to manage sobriety and survival and doing it in these like dark times and this weird fucking dynamic of society.
Yeah, it's gotta be tough, and, man.
You know, I feel for all those groups, man. I feel for those guys who, like, they're trying to keep the restaurant or their small business afloat.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And just getting kicked in the dick and
right.
You know, it's fucking one thing after the other after the other. And then, you know, of course, I feel for the people who are like, you know, we're dropping thousands of people every day now to COVID, and it's putting our hospitals in a weird spot with, like, not being able to, like, manage life-saving means for people who come in for, like, a heart attack or cancer or,
right,
you know, whatever it is. And I'm really going somewhere with this. I'm not just trying to, like...
You're just listing really depressing shit.
Yeah, so I'm not just trying to sling, like, depressing shit. But I tell you, like, the one people that, like, the group of people that I think that we need to check in on are the ancient alien people.
Yeah, why?
Because this is a banner year for them. Like, the Pentagon came out and was like, aliens are real. And these monoliths start showing up. There's all these sightings, like multiple big sightings where thousands of people have recorded it. So the ancient alien people in the same day, essentially, got to do a victory lap and say, we're fucking right. Yeah. And then immediately all lost their jobs. How shitty is it that, like, proving that aliens are real and that all this crazy conspiracy theory shit that you've been spewing for years and years and years is essentially, like, the day that they say that, yes, this is real, is the day that you lose your job.
You get confirmation.
You believe it is true, but now you don't have any way to make money.
Yeah. So, wait, hold on. That's really fucking hilarious and horrible at the same time. And I know your love-hate relationship with those dudes. But, like, so what do you mean they lost their job? Like, they canceled the show?
No, they did. They obviously didn't cancel the show, but what point is there?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Like, their whole counterpoint for years and years and years is the government is lying to us and society is lying to us. And government and society basically came out and was like, yeah, it's real. So, well, like, who can they, like... Well,
they could do one show, one victory show, like, we told you, and now we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Like, they could basically just go around the globe and be like, that's cool.
That's cool.
Aliens did it. Yeah, we know, man.
Yeah. Like, just an entire episode of Told You So. Told you.
Yeah. Like, we get it. You guys were right. Yeah. Nobody really was arguing with you.
Yeah. That's funny as fuck. Yeah, that's got to be bittersweet for them, man. Holy shit.
The best thing about it is, like, I guarantee none of them saw it coming.
Right.
Like, because, like, how do you, you're like, for years, like, years and years and years, you're trying to get this out into the public eye, and everyone's calling you a crackpot, and everyone's telling you you're crazy, and then all of a sudden, you're right, like, and but you don't, there's nothing to do with it.
I am? What
are you talking about? It's like, well... That was unexpected.
Yeah, damn. That's true. Their whole show now is like kaput.
But I find it hilarious that, like, the thing that they were trying for the entire time was to put themselves out of business.
The entire time. Congratulations, guys. You did it.
Way to paint yourself in a corner.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, the bitter irony. That's funny as fuck. I never even thought about that. Oh, shit. Yeah, so this, you mentioned it's a check-in, and that's basically, as you can tell, what we're doing. We're just shooting the shit. So, dude, that's funny as fuck to me, though. I'm surprised you didn't text me something like that.
Well, I mean, I was just kind of sitting there thinking about it. I was like, dude, how do you go from victory lap to the unemployment line in the same fucking day?
No clue. Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Aliens. Damn it. Oh, shit.
So, but yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I don't really have, like, I think we both talked about, like, not really having, like, a direction for the episode.
No, because again, it's not really an episode. We didn't know what was going to happen. I figured this exact thing would happen. We would just kind of check in with each other and then start, you know, hit record and see what the fuck comes out of our mouths. So, yeah. But
I know, I sent you a ton of stuff the last couple weeks, and I know I've been trolling the fuck out of you, which has been really fun for me.
Oh man, dude, that really actually cracks my ass up. That's funny as hell. And you know what? I thought about this beforehand. I'm recording with my phone because, you know, we're obviously recording. Shep's on the phone and I'm in the basement, but I can't go back and look at any of the memes you sent me, but the monolith was the one that I was like, I gotta ask him about it. So I figured it'd be a good thing to talk about in the check-in. And then really, you know, we do plan on getting back down here and starting to do full episodes again, hopefully sooner than later, but it's been what, 2 weeks? So we figured at least let's,
it feels like about 2 months.
It does feel like a long time.
Yeah. And it's weird, man. Like, it's weird taking that time off. Even taking 2 weeks off, like, you know, I guess this would technically be the third week, though.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
This Sunday would be the third week we didn't release a full episode.
Yeah, so... I don't know. So, man,
hopefully you guys are sticking around with us, you know, waiting for us to put something out, because we definitely are. We're not giving up on this shit at all. We just kind of, you know, like we said earlier, taking a little break.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of felt like there was a couple different avenues that we could go, like while we were in flux, so to speak. So, I think we both agreed that just getting a little mini episode together and throwing it out there was,
yeah,
I think good for both our sanity and everybody else's.
Well, we use the Sunday nights as kind of like a little bit of an escape. I think we've talked about that before. At least I know I do, and I'm pretty sure you do as well. So it's nice to do that. And so it sucks when it's not a part of the routine. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I love every Sunday night getting to spend a little bit more time with the family, like, I miss being down here. So, This is better than nothing for me, for sure.
Well, yeah, and I mean, of course, the ultimate goal would be podcast for
a living, right?
But, you know, until that is true, like we have other responsibilities as well. So
yeah, I got bills and shit. Yeah.
I tell you that's one. It is one of the memes that I saw, and I thought it was hilarious. And it was basically like someone go, so tell me this, is your retirement plan to hopefully watch the entire financial system crumble and then money becomes completely obsolete? Because that's my retirement plan.
Because that's mine.
I was like, yeah, bro.
I like that.
Yeah. So, I mean... As much as we joke about it, man, there's definitely some stuff in the news that's concerning.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, I'm just not one of those people that's like, it's all over, man.
No, I know. But I'm also not one of those people that's like, well, 2021. January 1, everything's going to change and go back to normal. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to happen. You know, but I do feel like we're starting to see a few, you know, perk, or I don't even know what to say, but like, okay, so a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. That's right. I mean, vaccines are now a big conversation, which is hopeful. You know what I mean? The fucking orange Cheetos gone. Well, kind of almost, hopefully, you know, personally, so there's a few things to be happy about. And 2020 has not been all bad, as you have reminded all of us in your I think two episodes where you kind of talked about some of the highlights. So I can't say that this whole year has been miserable. I will say it's gone by really fast, which is really weird.
Yeah.
For as much time as I can't imagine being in your shoes. You've literally been home the entire fucking year, which is crazy. I've been working, but I've still spent way more time at home, not going anywhere. And it seems like it's gone so much faster than the previous years.
Well, yeah, man, we have been insanely busy. You'd think like being on lockdown and at home, like, oh, you know, how do you fill up your time? Like, no, dude, I have no fucking shortage of things to fill up my time. And, you know, I also, you know, I'm not really, you even said something to me about it. Like, we're not really people who are content with, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll play some video games. I'll throw a movie on. I'll be doing this. I'll be doing that. But, I spend a lot of my time like pushing heavy when it comes to like if it's work or it's family. Like, dude, I try to put everything I've got in the middle.
We're making up for lost time, dude. The day I stopped drinking, I got twice as productive. Like, for real.
I'm in that same boat as you are, where it's like, you know, we do the podcast. We do, you know, both of us work at a high level in our jobs. We both kind of dancing around with the same kind of
full schedule, man. It's
home life.
Yeah, it's rough. Thing,
trying to balance work against being a dad and being a husband and
being a good dad and a good husband.
So I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way, man.
Yeah, like, no doubt.
I mean, I would definitely have it another way. I would be extremely wealthy and not have to worry about a job.
Yeah, right. Other than podcasting for a living, which would be fucking dope.
Which I would be more, you know, if I could win the lottery, or if one of our listeners hits the lottery and wants to just bankroll us for you know, ever.
Yeah, so this, as you can tell, folks, is the segue into the true episode where we just grovel and beg for money.
Yeah.
So help us out. Tell your friends so that we can, you know, do this for a living.
I mean, but I think you and I are both of the opinion that even if we never drip a penny out of this, you know,
it's still dope as fuck.
Still do it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's fun as hell, man. I mean, I don't think either of us expected, I don't even know how many listens we're up to or downloads or whatever at this point. We've kind of checked out on that. Sorry, guys. And, you know, it's just, again, taking the break has been nice. But I don't, personally, when we started, I was like, well, I think it's just going to be me and you and maybe some of our friends will listen to it. But we always sit around and talk shit. So why not record it? I mean, you know, but here we are. Damn. Year and few months, right? October was a year.
Year and a month and two.
Yeah. So
13, 14 months, something like that.
Yeah. Hopefully we're not having this exact same conversation next year, but hey, even if we are, I'll be just as happy.
Yeah. So no, I mean, it has been, my takeaway for this year has been, you know, a year of podcasting has been way more fulfilling than I think either one of us originally thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
like, agreed. We thought it was going to be fun, don't get me wrong, and it has been, but it's also been an incredible learning experience as well.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of shit that I didn't really want to learn, to be honest with you. Yeah. But no, I've learned a ton, man.
Well, I wasn't talking about our subjects. About like, you know, like learning, like, oh man, like this is like a hell of a lot of fun just trying to, you know, build the podcast.
Well, yeah, it has been a learning experience. I mean, just the technical side alone has been a roller coaster, if you will. But
that shit's easy for me, man.
I bet it is. And you're always like,
hey, if you can't tell, this is, I don't do any of that.
Yeah. You know, he just runs our social media sites.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I don't do that either.
No, but I guess since we are going to put this out, we should do a plug. If you want to talk to Shep directly, email us, all right? Go to boatpodcast.com, put in your email. Shep will personally send you an email.
Yes.
That's how you get a hold of him.
That's the best way to communicate with me. Yeah. Other than the fact that if you see a meme that is posted on our social media,
yeah,
that was probably made by me.
Yeah, 100. No, it's 100% made by you, and I just post it and try to come up with something clever to say next to it.
Yeah. So,
no, it's a lot of fun, man. And we are going to get out there and post a lot more stuff here very soon. And we're going to, I think we talked about it a little while ago, we're going to try to shoot some short videos, some ideas that we've kind of got since we're not doing the full episodes. We do want to put some content out there. So, keep an eye out for that stuff. We're definitely going to get, I'll make sure that we're back on social media a lot more, and hopefully you guys will interact with us, and we'll get, I'm assuming we're going to get all the same old shit back up and running. You know, I wrote for Boat and all that stuff. I assume.
Yeah. I wouldn't see why not.
Like. Right. I think we owe a couple t-shirts out, actually.
Yeah.
I better get to embroidering.
Better get to sewing, bitch.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Well, I don't really have anything else to talk about. It was good to talk with you. I wish we could video this Google Duo again, our sponsor. Thanks, Google Duo, for... I hope we can't... Right. I don't, can you get sued for lying about a sponsor? I don't know.
I don't see what, like, we could just send a bill to Google and see if they'll pay.
They're like, thanks for the free, yeah, repping. But I will say the quality is really good, but I would love to sit here and just record and just hit effects the entire time. Yeah, fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were dicking around with that a little bit before we started, and I was like, oh, we could be here all day.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody is listening to this and you know how to record the video on Google Duo, hit us up. Let me know.
Yeah.
But
All right, man.
We'll get back to work in the basement. I think you got some drywall to put up or something, I'm sure.
Like I said, man, 3 weeks and I should be through the eye of the storm, so to speak, a little bit more.
Will it be done?
I think we both have the we're both planning on being back in the basement next weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, hold on, you didn't hear my question. Is the basement going to be done in 3 weeks?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm talking about my work.
Oh, right. Okay.
My job.
All right. Well, yeah, and if for whatever reason, if this is your first episode that you're listening to, sorry. Go back and listen to some other shit.
But why you would pick this as the episode to start with?
Yeah, please go back.
You're 14 months in. Let's start with the most recent one that says mini episode check-in.
Right. I think that's the one. I love that topic.
Yeah.
But no, you guys have heard us talk about Shep's doing a bunch of work in his basement. That's why I was asking him that. Because if not, they're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah.
Maybe they say that anyway. Who knows?
No, man, I'm probably 75%.
Oh, that's
done
good.
With the basement.
Okay, that's
hopefully,
good.
Like the original goal was to have it done by Christmas. So maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, dude.
You got 3 weeks. get to work.
We got like 2 coats of drywall mud up today. So.
Woohoo!
One more coat of that, then we sand, then we paint, then we got to put down floor, then we got to.
So for you guys who like listening to Shep chat, check out his new podcast on how to redo basements. Coming soon.
Yeah, you would not be I have no tips or tricks for it. Yeah. It's me cussing for an hour.
Well, my tip and what I've learned is marry someone whose father knows how to do all that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Because, yeah, that's basically the key.
One should really want is a significant other who can pay other people to do all of that work. Because then you get to spend time with your significant other, and the work gets done quickly and painlessly for you and your household.
A sugar mama or a sugar daddy is what you need. That's what you got to get yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are our tips for the day, folks.
Yeah. Marry rich.
Marry rich. That's it. Oh, shit. All right, man. Well, good to talk to you. I'll see you in a week, but I'm sure we'll chat soon. So later.
Yeah,
man. Boatpodcast.com.
Boatpodcast.com.
Later, homie.
Later, buddy.